Vancouver Reloaded, playing your favorite tunes and mouth-humping your ear holes full of voice talk. Yeah, we do that.
Nada en dura es más bonita, sin un You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM, broadcasting from unceded ancestral and traditional Musqueam territories. That was Una Aventura by the legendary, the one and only, Grupo Niche. Welcome to another episode of Viva Porú, el ungüento para el alma. Viva Porú, the ointment for the soul. My name is DJ Bruja, and of course, right next to me is my favorite DJ, DJ D-Ron.
DJ Bruja. Oh my god, every time, I don't know, you bring up those weird sounds in me. But they're so special.
You're welcome.
You're my favorite DJ, DJ Bruja, as always. And welcome, everybody. My name is DJ D-Rod. I'm so excited for today's show.
Yeah, oh my god. I know it's been a little minute, but we are back on track. Please forgive us. September is always a month of like changes, schedules, plain old stress, you know?
Yes, but we're so happy to be here with you today, and we cannot wait to listen to the songs we prepared for you. Of course, you've already gotten a taste. A taste.
By Una Aventura by Grupo Niche, because that song, oh my god.
Yes.
Oh my god. Oh my god.
And to introduce the topic today, DJ Bruja, we have a special question, yes. Actually.
A very serious one, actually.
A very serious one that we want you to consider as well. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And the question is, if you were a sauce, what sauce would you be?
Yeah, exactly.
¿Qué salsa?
¿Qué salsa serías tú? What's your spirit sauce?
What is it?
What's your saucy sauce? I think for me, I'm going to say llajua, which is a mix of locoto, Bolivian, like, chile, and quirquiña, and a little bit of tomatoes, ooh, and and cebollita. But what I do, which is a little controversial, I'm not gonna lie, I add mayo to it. So it's like a creamy yahua, and it's delicious. It's just delicious, delicious.
Yes.
That would be my spirit sauce.
Whoa.
You're welcome.
Thank you for that. That honestly, I want to try it, because sometimes you think mayo is not a good choice, but most of the time it ends up being amazing.
Like I tell you, controversial,
but hey,
it works.
Try it out. Before I tell you what sauce I am, or I believe I am, I just need to say your Essex accent is giving me all the feels today.
Oh, God.
All the feels.
So all our Essex listeners, I am so sorry.
No, please continue. Continue.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Babes.
Shout out to all of our favorite UK drag queens while we're at it.
Shout
Bimini
out.
Babes.
Bimini babes.
Anyway, returning to the serious question.
Yes,
stop.
I'm sorry. Okay.
If you were a sauce, which salsita would you be?
Which salsita? Honestly, I think I was thinking about this. Maybe I would be, you know, the classic salsa verde. Mm-hmm. Salsa verde cocida. You know, it's got tomatillo, tomate verde, as we say in Mexico, serrano peppers, onion, cilantro. Ooh, it's so good. But you have to tatemar, which means you have to burn, basically, the skin of, like, the serrano peppers and the tomatillo. Mm. And then, like, it's just basically roasted.
And it also gives it that smokiness of, like, flavor, you know? And that smokiness is key.
Yes.
Like, in Colombia, whenever the rice, like, burns a little bit on the pot, we call that la pega. And, you know, a lot of people hate it. A lot of people don't like la pega. But for some people, and those are the OGs, la pega is amazing because they have smoky flavor of burnt things, like burnt rice in this case. Yeah.
Yes. And that's the thing. Yeah. I would be salsa verde totemada because I'm smoky.
You're smoky. You're a smoky mama. I love it.
Yeah, exactly. I'm like...
Hot. I love that. Oh my God. Please, if you ever have a chance to go onto our Instagram, let us know which type of sauce you would be. Which is exactly your spirit sauce? Please. You know? We want to know. We want to hear this answer to a very serious question. But as you can imagine, the reason why we're talking about sauces and salsas is because today is a very, very long overdue salsa special, baby. Viva Poru salsa special!
And as DJ Bruja says, it's long overdue. Of course, we played some salsa before, maybe in other specials, but we haven't dedicated one full episode to talking about salsa and the sabrosura that salsa brings to our lives.
And it's also like one of these things that you have to be prepared to be stimulated via flavor, you know what I mean? And stimulated via that type of sense, because like a sauce in the kitchen, you know, it brings all the flavor, it brings everything together.
Yes.
Un toquito, you know?
But
in this case, salsa also is such a great mixture of ingredients. And we're going to talk about that later, but it's a great, great type to, bring sabor.
Sí, to saborear. Whether with your tongue or with your whole body.
With your body, a whole body religious experience. Mm-hmm. Exactly. So, yeah, this is going to happen today. Be prepared to stand up from your chair, or if you're driving, stop. Stop driving.
Don't dance salsa and drive at the same time, please.
Do not.
If you're able to control yourself, you can still drive.
Good for you, yeah. But Viva Poru does not endorse that. So we're going to start with our first segment of salsa songs that we chose for you. And these are special.
These are salsa romanticonas.
Ooh. Yeah, they are.
The romantic sauces.
Yeah, they are.
The romantic salsa.
The romantic sauces. Honestly, where do I tap? We're going to start with the legendary Gloria Estefan. Gloria Estefan is such a Cuban icon that, you know, was able to make a fusion of so many genres, but she is also a salsa legend, you know, and this is Tus Ojos, which is, I don't think it's a very well-known song, but it should be.
Yeah, and now you're going to know it, so that's all that matters. After, we're going to listen to Ven Devórame Otra Vez by Puerto Rican Lalo Rodriguez.
Your cousin.
My cousin, honestly. Lalo D-Rod.
Lalo Rod. And then we're going to finish this segment with Vivir Lo Nuestro by, of course, Marc Anthony, but the legendary La India. And this is dedicated to her legendary music, to her voice, and to her salsa legend.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Her legacy.
Her legacy, exactly. Oh my God, I have two queens standing before me. You're going to lip sync for your legacy. Ooh. And in this case, Marc Anthony and La India are not lip syncing, but they wish they were.
Yes, but they would do an awesome job.
Yeah. So stay tuned. We're going to start with Tus Ojos by Gloria Estefan. This is Viva Poru, El Ungüento para el Alma. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM, Salsa Special, Long Overdue.
Tus ojos, claro de monte, como guitarras trovadoras de San Juan. Tus ojos son mi suplicio, son mi perdón, mi redención, mi despertar. Tus ojos que me arrebatan, son mi locura, son la plena perdición. Tus ojos lo tienen todo, nada me falta porque son mi bendición. Tus ojos que tienen mi ausencia como dulce y fresco sereno de mar. Tus ojos son mi equilibrio, son mi libertad. Mírame, dame fuerza y alivio. Mírame, ¿qué es lo que necesito? Para tenerlo todo, solo basta quedarme fundida en tus ojos. Mírame. brindan tus ojos tranquilizan mi alma. Tus ojos, dulce esperanza, remedio y cáliz de ese sorbo de tu amor. Tus ojos son el camino donde abre paso mi desbordada pasión. Tus ojos me llenan el alma, no hay otra riqueza, no tengo temor. Tus ojos dulces, benditos, son mi devoción.
Mírame,
dame fuerza y alivio.
Mírame,
es lo que necesito.
Mírame,
para tenerlo todo, solo basta quedarme fundida en tus ojos.
Mírame,
que es la paz tu mirada.
Mírame,
la calma que me brindan tus ojos tranquilizan mi alma.
Mírame,
dame fuerza y alivio.
Mírame,
¿qué es lo que necesito?
Mírame,
para tenerlo todo, solo basta que
¡Devórame!
inmenso, tan inmenso como el cielo. Voy a podar un jardín para que duerma tu cuerpo en un mar espeso y ancho, más ancho que el universo. Voy a construir un barco para que navegue el sueño.
En un universo negro como el ébano más puro, construir de blanco nuestro amor para el futuro. En una noche cerrada voy a detener el tiempo, soñar a tu lado que nuestro amor es eterno.
Y volar, volar tan lejos, tan libres como el viento. Y vivir, vivir lo nuestro,
y amarnos hasta quedar sin aliento. Soñar, soñar despiertos
en un mundo sin razas, sin colores, sin lamento,
sin nadie que se oponga.
Desde una montaña alta, alta como las estrellas, voy a gritar que te quiero para que el mundo lo sepa, que somos uno del otro y jamás nos dejaremos. Y aunque nadie nos entienda, por nuestro amor viviremos.
En un universo negro como el ébano más puro, voy a construir de blanco nuestro amor para el futuro. En una noche cerrada voy a detener el tiempo, que nuestro amor es eterno.
Y volar, volar tan lejos,
donde nadie nos obstruya el pensamiento. Volar, volar sin miedo, como palomas libres, tan libres como el viento.
Y vivir,
y amarnos hasta quedar sin aliento.
Soñar, soñar despiertos
en un mundo sin razas, sin colores, sin lamento,
sin nadie que se oponga.
Welcome back to Viva Porú, el encuentro para el alma. Viva Porú, the ointment for the soul. You're listening to the Salsa Special today, long overdue. And that was Vivir Lo Nuestro by Marc Anthony and La India. And now, we're so excited. We're going to talk about the word salsa and where it comes from musically. When it started, when this type of music starting to be referred as salsa in the 60s. So DJ Bruja, please let us know why is it called salsa?
It's interesting because salsa was actually, you know, it came to be in the 16th century when there was a big influence of Spanish music in Cuba, but it also mixed itself, and of course the people mixed it and made it what it is by mixing it with African beats, of course, and African rhythms. There was also a lot of influence from guitars, from timbales, and that mixture came to be. But salsa, as it is known today as the word, originally it's from this like combination of ingredients from music, you know, including elements from jazz. Like we have trumpets, we have saxophones, we have a lot of instruments, brass instruments, and of course elements such as you know, Puerto Rican beats and Cuban beats and a lot of Caribbean and African beats. But New York is actually the capital of the salsa, and I think it's because it allowed that space for immigrants to come together
and meet
and build this awesome sauce.
Yes. So New York is basically like the cooking pot of this amazing genre, is so many genres at the same time.
Exactly.
I would say,
such a mixture. And it's interesting because from New York, it also migrated back to Latin America and established itself in Colombia, Venezuela, Cuba, of course, and then is how you see the evolution of these different types of salsa and different types of dancing and different types of, you know, everything, honestly. But yeah, thank you, New York. Thank you, Cuba.
Thank you, New York. Thank you, Cuba. Thank you, everybody who gave something from themselves to
make it what it is.
And I'm impressed about, you know, like when I listen to salsa, that rhythmic, that rhythm, which is just so, reaches your bones, and
really
that's
does.
The thing that you can really taste.
Yeah. And I think I told you this, but I feel like it's such a great medicine because, you know, you could be going through the most awful day ever, and then you hear this salsita in the background, and you're kind of held, you know, and you're kind of like, oh, it's going to be okay, you know, you're just like, maybe dance, like 5 minutes, it's going to be fine, you got this, and I love that.
Salsa actually is just like a liberation or a celebration as well. And like what we
from so many
about.
Oppressed communities as well, you know, like just coming together and adding their little spice, their little ingredient to this salsa, you know?
Yes. Wow.
I still can't get enough of this metaphor of like food salsa and like salsa. It's music salsa.
And honestly, music salsa is to life what food salsa is to food.
To a dish,
you know,
exactly.
Like, to a dish.
Yeah.
It just brings it all together and makes it all better.
Delicious.
And delicious.
Sabroso, exactly.
Gives it that spark.
Damn.
Wow, damn.
You're listening right now in the background, Yamule Mau by Joe Arroyo, also a legendary song and a legendary man in the salsa world and in the world itself.
Exactly.
And it's Joe Arroyo who's going to start this other segment of music with Pal Bailador.
Ooh.
And this is a dangerous one.
It's a dangerous one. Pasito tum tum.
Indeed. So we're going to start with Pal Bailador by Joe Arroyo.
After that, we're going to listen to Kimbara by Celia Cruz and Johnny Pacheco.
Yeah, we will.
Classic, a classic that we could not play.
Exactly. The Queen. Yeah. And we're going to end the segment with Sobre las Olas by the Latin Brothers, featuring Joseito Martinez.
Ooh.
Yay! It's going to be amazing. Stay tuned for the end of that song because yes. It's a song within a song.
Yes, DJ Bruja, the moment you showed me that song. And the song within a song. The
song within a song. Wow. I love songs within a song.
And the story of that song.
Yeah.
Which, as he said,
it's like a work commute, you know? Like a dude just commuting to work and singing about it.
Spicing up your commute.
Exactly. You're welcome.
You're welcome.
So we're going to start with Pal Bailador. Stay tuned. My name is DJ Bruja, and this is DJ D-Rod. And, of course, this is Viva Poru, your favorite show, the ointment for the soul, baby.
Kimbara kumbara kumbara kimbamba, kimbara kumbara kumbara kimbamba.
Hey mama, hey.
llamando. Bongo, dile que ya voy. Que se espere un momentico mientras canto un guaguanco. Dile que no es un desprecio, pues vive en mi corazón. Mi vida es tan solo eso, rumba buena y guaguanco.
Para, 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 para contento yo me siento en la mañana al despertar. Me tomo los alimentos y me salgo a trabajar. Por la calle voy mirando la gente que viene y va. Tan contento que me siento cuando escucho saludar. Hola, ¿qué tal? ¿Cómo te va? Hola, ¿qué tal? ¿Cómo te va? La, la, la. Por la calle voy mirando.
Welcome back to Viva Porú, el ungüento para el alma. Viva Porú, the ointment for the soul, mi gente. Bienvenidos again. My name is DJ Bruja, and I have right here next with me DJ T-Rod. Right next to me, DJ T-Rod.
Right in front of you.
Right in front of me. Welcome back to our Viva Porú Salsa Special, long overdue, baby. Long overdue. You just listened to Sobre las Olas by the Latin Brothers. In that song, I hope you enjoyed the song within the song.
I certainly did. Okay.
Nice. That's all I needed. That's all I needed. Goodbye.
Goodbye, we're done. That's it for today.
Goodbye.
We're joking, don't leave.
Don't leave. Welcome back. Yes, that song is awesome. This is our salsa special, baby. And, you know, we wanted to make a very good mention of the different types of salsa. We wanted to, of course, make special mention of like salsa cubana and salsa puertorriqueña, salsa venezolana. So many beautiful, beautiful different beats. And you can tell the difference, honestly. But we also wanted to make a huge mention of salsa choque, which is a very most like modern take on salsa, and it's this cool mixture of salsa, like classic salsa, but with, you know, reggaeton and dembow beats and like afro beats, which I think is so dope because it really makes such great music for dancing and for enjoying. It's sort of like a salsaton in its own way. Ooh. Which is so cool. Salsa. It is honestly so cool. And fun fact, the hardest salsa to dance is the salsa caleña because it's very characterized by having this very, very fast movement and like steps and choreography.
Yes.
And it's just insane. So we don't have a paisaje sonoro de Latinoamérica for you today, unfortunately. No soundscape of the week, but we do have a little assignment, a little homework for you. And that is to research, to go on YouTube and just look up a video of people dancing salsa caleña, because you are going to be mind blown.
Mm-hmm. Please look it up. Please look it up. That's the assignment for today.
Do yourself a favor.
Do yourself a favor. And also in the background, we're listening to Chucky Town.
Yeah.
With Salsa Choque.
Salsa Choque. With Ñejo. Yeah. A perfect example.
Perfect example.
And shout out Chucky Town. Shout out Keep Those. Shout out Choco. We see you.
We see you.
Afro Colombia vive.
Afro Colombia vive. And yes, I love Salsatón.
Salsa Choque. Oh my God. Wow. Oh my God.
Oh my God. Oh my God.
We're gonna move on to our cool llama fact of the week. Of course we will, because I know, no soundscape, very sad, but always a cool llama fact.
And the cool llama fact this week is that llamas have excellent sense of sight, smell, and hearing, which are used for detection of potential danger, but also for tasting the sauce.
Yes, llamas can smell the sauce from miles away.
From miles away. They know it's coming. They get ready,
they are ready
to move their long necks.
Thank you for that awesome cool llama fact, as always. Llamas are amazing. That is the conclusion of the show. Thank you very much.
Yeah, that is what Bilapur is all about.
It's all about. It's all about. I think we're going to start, hopefully, you know, recording more often and hopefully coming back to our regular schedule at some point soon. So stay tuned for that. Make sure you follow us on Instagram and on Twitter. to our 6 followers, we love you.
We love you.
This is for you.
On Twitter, because Instagram we have more followers.
We see you Instagram.
We love you.
but we'll be posting some cool stuff and hopefully we get back to a regular schedule programming.
Exactly. No, it's been a pleasure to be here with you today. As DJ Bruja has said, I can't wait to go back to being here every other week.
And being back at the station. I miss the station a lot.
Miss the station. Miss running into our power cord friends who come right after us. So stay tuned.
Stay tuned.
For some metal and rock vibes. Mm-hmm. Super cool.
Indeed.
And before we go, we're going to leave you with two more salsa songs. And
the first ma'am.
The first one is Me Tengo Que Ir by Los Adolescentes.
That song. Yeah. Like, no. That's it's salsa. Just it's just everything. Yeah. Yeah. That is salsa. And that is such a like good song that you can it's so like versatile, you know? Like a wedding song, but also a car song, a road trip song, a dancing in the kitchen song.
Being in your bed at night under the cover song.
Exactly, yes. Because it does have little hints of despecho, which I love. So definitely Los Adolescentes. And then we're going to end the show with another legendary song, Cheche Cole by Willy Colon and Héctor Lavoe. Of course, legends of salsa, legends of Latina music. Yeah. So we hope you enjoy. Thank you so much for tuning in. This has been so fun. And we love you, mi gente linda. We love you. This is DJ Bruja, and I'm saying goodbye. Thank you for listening.
This is DJ D-Rod. We love you, gente linda, listeners of Vaporú. And we'll be with you soon, sooner than later.
Stay tuned.
Stay tuned.
Enjoy the rest of your Saturday. This is Viva Porú, el ungüento para el alma. Viva Porú, the ointment for the soul, baby. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM.
Broadcasting from unceded Musqueam territories. This is Me Tengo Que Ir by Los Adolescentes.
Thank you.